Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning on this Thursday morning, May 20th, 2010. You're listening to the Private Officer Talk Radio Network show, and today we are kicking off a new service. Every day that we do not have a live program, that will be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be hosting a short news headline broadcast. So we're going to kick that off today and see what type of response we get from it. On these days that we are not broadcasting on our regular program, we will bring you the security news headlines of the day. And let's kick it off right now in Columbus, Ohio. Authorities there say that Homer Hendricks, 37 years old, of Meridian Road in Columbus, Ohio, has been sent to prison for 10 years after he was caught at Kohl's department store shoplifting. He put up a struggle, and in fact, he exited and fled and assaulted a off-duty police officer as well as loss prevention. Franklin County Common Police Judge Beverly Pfeiffer has sentenced Hendricks to 10 years in prison because he had 8 prior convictions, mostly for robbery and receiving stolen property. The incident occurred April 7, 2009, and authorities say it's not the first time that he's accused of assaulting private security or law enforcement, so he'll be spending a little time behind bars. In Holyoke, Massachusetts, up near the southern part of the state, police there say a shoplifting arrest has resulted in a capture of a wanted attempted murder suspect. Police say that target loss prevention officers arrested 31-year-old Ira Paul Tuesday, accusing him of felony shoplifting. He and several others were involved in a sophisticated shoplifting ring that has stolen more than $200,000 of merchandise in the New England Target store region. Authorities, however, got more than what they bargained for. They say that Paul is a wanted murder suspect. After checking his fingerprints, they found out that he was wanted in South Carolina for attempted murder, so he'll be going back there. Again, we brought this up yesterday in our radio program. Authorities now say that millions of dollars, $35 million worth of stolen property every day, is directly a result of organized criminals, mostly illegal immigrants. So here's another example of that. In Albuquerque, police and retailers there held a summit yesterday. Loss prevention personnel and police are getting together because shoplifting is skyrocketed in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area. Authorities there are saying that it also is a million-dollar criminal activity and that they are working together now to combat the problem. Along with the shoplifting rings is also problems with identity and credit card thefts, which have skyrocketed. Karen Fisher with the Albuquerque Police Department said the problem has gotten so bad that police have linked up with several other communities on an online crime watch system to help crack the large shoplifting ring. In Evans, Georgia, Columbia County Sheriff's Office is on the lookout for a black male who allegedly shoplifted more than $400 worth of clothing. Police say that as loss prevention tried to detain the suspect, that he threatened to shoot them with a gun. He escaped on foot, told security, "You better back off. I'm armed and I will shoot." Police are looking for a black male, 6 foot tall, 250 to 280 pounds, 34 to 39 years of age. According to police, he was wearing a black T-shirt with Coogi, C-O-O-G-I, in white lettering. To see a picture of him, you can go to our website, privateofficernews@wordpress.com. Also, more shoplifting. Barboursville police say that in the past week, they've made almost a dozen arrests for shoplifting, arrests including thefts from JCPenney at the Huntington Mall. Police also arrested suspects at the Best Buy, Macy's, Home Depot, and Sears. To see a list of their names, you can also go to our website, our news blog at privateofficernews.wordpress.com, and they are under today's News blog. In Ohio, Fair Lawn, Ohio, a private security officer at the Summit Mall was run down, literally, by a fleeing shoplifter. Police there say that a female, who they have been able to identify as 41-year-old Elizabeth A. Barkley of Akron, Ohio, is accused of being behind the wheel. Police say that she was shoplifting in the mall at the American Eagle. She stole a $30 pair of sandals. When mall security tried to stop her, she fled to her vehicle. As the officer was copying down the license tag, she reportedly pulled out of the parking spot and hit the officer on purpose. Police now have arrest warrants for her, charging her with robbery, assault, and theft, and police are actively seeking her at this moment. Out of Nashville, Tennessee, police in Metro Nashville are saying that they have arrested a 27-year-old West Nashville woman and charged her with criminal homicide after they found a newborn that had been murdered. Rachel Meadows was located late last night at the 54th Avenue North location. Police took her into custody, charging her with a murder. She evidently gave birth to a living child, wrapped the child in a pair of pants, hid it underneath a crib in the home that she was residing in. Police say that she's being held for murder on $250,000 bond. You may have heard this. Legendary golfer Chichi Rodriguez, very famous golfer, says that his home, he was the victim, he and his wife, of a home invasion in Puerto Rico. Police say that Chichi Rodriguez and his wife were bound. The 74-year-old was assaulted for 45 minutes. Robbers made off with jewelry, money, close to $500,000 reportedly taken in the home invasion. Chichi and his wife were not seriously injured, and police are actively searching for the suspects. In Henry County, Indiana, police there say that a former county hospital security officer and part-time police officer has been arrested and charged with groping a patient. Police say that the security officer, Andy Wilson, 44, has been charged with one count of sexual battery. He's been employed at the hospital since 2004. Police say that a patient of the hospital was being released and asked the security officer, who was getting off duty, if he could drive her home. He obliged her and reportedly, allegedly, sexually assaulted her during the drive. He has been released on bond, and he will be appearing in the Henry County Court in upcoming weeks. Again, his name was Andy Wilson, 44 years old, and we'll be following that story to see the outcome. In Aurora, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver, police there say that a bloody man, Trevor Stewart, calmly approached a Jefferson County security officer and confessed to him that he just killed his father. Police say that the exchange of words and bizarre comments led security to quickly call police. Police say that Stewart allegedly stabbed his father in a nearby neighborhood. Robert Stewart, 55, was found dead at the family's home on East Rowland Drive in Aurora neighborhood. Police also said that they found 40 to 50 marijuana plants at the home. Trevor Stewart is being held in the Jefferson County Jail today without bond. You never know what you're going to get into. In Atlanta, Georgia, police there at the county courthouse has arrested a Florida man who tried to bring a 44 Magnum handgun into the courthouse. Police at the Fulton County Courthouse say that Douglas Fitzgerald, 43, of Cantonment, Florida, was carrying a 44 caliber Magnum with six hollow point bullets in a leather bag. He placed them onto a scanner, and courthouse security noticed the weapon. He said he had forgotten that the weapon was in the bag. He's been released on an $8,000 bond. Just recently, also here in Atlanta, a Delta pilot was arrested, happened on Saturday, for being armed at the airport. He was carrying a loaded Taurus 38 Special as he passed through airport security. Matthew Lamar McDaniel, 32. He did have a permit to carry the concealed weapon, just not at the airport. It's illegal to have a firearm in the airport. McDaniel has been released also on bond. In Berks, Pennsylvania, campus police officer Mark D. Gross was recognized recently by the American Society for Industrial Security as an astounding campus police officer. He won an award after being distinguished through exceptional service to a business or community organization. Gross is employed by Penn State University as a campus police officer. In Travis County, Texas, which is Austin, a man there has been arrested, evidently, after telling Travis County Criminal Justice Security that he had a bomb. Police arrested Richard Allen Daughtry after he pointed to a bag that was going through security checkout and said, "Hey, there's a bomb in there." Police and security did not take that as a joke. Instead, they took that as a criminal offense. Daughtry has been charged with making a false bomb alarm, which is a felony in the state of Texas. He's been released, but he could face up to 2 years in prison. MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa shot and killed an armed suspect overnight. Police there say that a man who had been involved in some type of altercation earlier in the evening approached the Dale Mayberry Gate at around 6:45 p.m. He tried to enter. He also attacked an FBI agent with a knife. I'm not sure what the FBI agent was doing there. But it's reported that security forces confronted him, and he was shot, and he was killed. Also, in today's headlines, hotel security in Bradenton Beach say that a security officer there has been arrested, evidently for sexual assault. Police have identified him as William Bennett. I correct myself on this. Evidently, he was arrested for felony assault. After some guests were involved in an altercation, he came to take care of the dispute and evidently wound up being charged with assault himself. Miami Police Florida say that a Miami-Dade police officer has been arrested. Detective John Villar Jr. has been charged after pulling over a vehicle on April the 28th and stealing a bag of $130,000 in cash. Police allege that the men that he stole the money from were involved in an illegal gambling situation and that the money was winnings from that. Police also arrested Leonard Leister, who was running the illegal gambling operation. In Louisville, Kentucky, police there say that an employee of the City Waste Management Agency was struck and killed by a garbage truck yesterday. Police have identified the employee as Darlene Brown, 51 of the 1200 block of East Burnett Avenue. Nightclub security officer has been shot overnight in Racine, Wisconsin. Police from several agencies responded to Park 6 nightclub at the corner of 6th Street and Park Avenue. The security officer is listed in serious condition. Three suspects have been apprehended and are being questioned. And that is today's security police news headline. If you've enjoyed it, join us for our regular show Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on the Private Officer Talk Radio. If you need us, you can get us at adminassist@privateofficer.com 24 hours a day. Join us on our main website at privateofficer.com. We'll see you again on the radio.